At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, indeed, our dude Sal Capaccio is standing by on the West Her Hotline. Thank you for tuning in to our program here on a Monday. Mike Shope is out sick today. I am the Bulldog along with Zach Jones. Week 12, the NFL season is blown by. Oh, hang on, Carolina, San Francisco tonight. I forgot about that. Do I have to watch that? I don't have to. I don't have to do anything. I'm going to choose not to care about this game. I think that's going to be...
Because you're going to watch elite college basketball tonight. I know.
See, yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
I know where you're at.
Yeah. You know me. Yeah. We've been together a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It might be a night for TV with me and Mrs. Parker. Although we pounded through all of Slow Horses. I don't know what. We're going to start a new show, maybe.
Gotta pace yourself. Yeah. That's the problem you run into.
Anyway, Sal Capaccio is on the West Her Hotline. He doesn't care about any of this nonsense. Did you enjoy a Bills-free weekend, Sal?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I didn't enjoy just kind of stewing on like what I saw Thursday night. That was number one for a while. And then certainly didn't enjoy my football team in the college ranks losing 70-7, which was embarrassing. And watching I wasn't even watching at the time. We were out a little bit and I'm like, oh, I'm going to get home and watch some of the game. And literally before I knew it, Bulldog, did you know how it started? Notre Dame scored 21 points without taking an offensive snap.
Say that again?
I know, right? I didn't know that until it started happening, and I read somebody say it. Somebody texted me, actually. Notre Dame scored 3 touchdowns on Syracuse to begin the game without taking an offensive snap.
That'll set you back.
And then they scored on their second play when they did have the ball. And then on their third play, they had 35 points on 5 offensive snaps.
So they ran the opening kickoff back, then recovered a fumble. Okay, tell me how it happened, because I did not see
pick
it.
Pick 6, block punt, TD, pick 6.
Oh.
I mean, right. So anyway, that's how Saturday went
that's
for a while.
Tough.
But I kind of didn't care. I knew they'd get beat. I thought they'd lose like 40-something to 10, whatever. You know, and they thought they'd get beat, but that was just beyond... Then yesterday, frustrating watching some of the games go on and, what was going on in New England. Man, I mean, they were there. They played with them, and despite everything, and just, you know, New England just made, again, New England, they get to 3rd and 10, they get an 11-yard play. They get in 3rd and 13, right, and a 14-yard pass play. Just, it's frustrating watching that happen. And that was all on the road up to Toronto, though, where the weekend ended great because I took Max to his first ever NBA game. We saw the Nets play the Raptors.
Oh, all right. We'll see that all.
So that was cool.
I like how that all ended. But yeah, you're right. The football was frustrating. If one of the things to help us, heal our wounds from Thursday was going to be, I can root against Kansas City with a clear conscience because I'm not worried about catching Indianapolis or anybody else way up at the top of the conference anymore. That even went sideways because the Colts couldn't close out the deal. And you already mentioned how New England, They don't really kill anyone, but they just find a way, Sal. Like they're buttoned up, and that is the least surprising thing about them. I thought that would be the case with Vrabel taking over, that they would be a team that would, you know, maybe, I mean, sure, they've had their weeks. They turned it over 5 times, I think, against Pittsburgh. So they've had sloppy games, but few and far between, and they just seem to find a way, that team. So
what really is different about them is sometimes you'll find a team like that and go, well, you know, you could kind of poke some different holes. They have a good quarterback, though. They have a really good quarterback. Right. That's the difference, right? And he's ascending, and he's in his second year, and, you know, they're doing it even when he's not great, but he's been really, really good, obviously, this year, and they're still finding a way here and a way there. And a lot of times it's like, well, I think about the Colts for this. Like, what is really Daniel Jones, right? They're finding a way. And they won a lot of games, but it's like, yeah, they got Daniel Jones. I don't feel that way about Drake May. Drake May is really good, and he's going to be around a while. And he's got the perfect offensive coordinator for him. I'm not a big fan of Josh McDaniels, especially as, you know, a head coach, but he's done a really good job there. And I think coaching under Vrabel and coaching Drake May, it's just worked. Now, I also think that they do have a limited roster in some capacity, and they are connecting on a lot of, you know, deep shots, and that I think is maybe not sustainable. They also haven't been totally hit with the injury bug until now. They're starting to. They're losing. They just lost a starting guard and Will Campbell, their starting left tackle, going forward here for a little while. So, you know, we'll start to see, you know, how that looks for them.
Did you get any... We're thinking about what happened on Thursday and how it happened, and like anything to make you feel better. My biggest question still, my biggest frustration, and I got into it again with Ross Tucker. I didn't wake up thinking about this today, but talking to him sort of jogged it, because his biggest takeaway from the game was the same as mine, which was, how did I not realize when my tackles were in so much trouble that they needed help, and why didn't I get them some help? That still is... Like, I know you're in tough when you have to end up there, but it seemed like the Bills acted as though what was happening wasn't happening.
Yeah, I could get there a little bit. I think it's I think as the game is going on, though, you know, you're trying in certain situations to do your best to still move the ball and say, okay, well, yes, that's happening. What can we do to mitigate it? It doesn't always have to be giving them help. Could it be quicker passes?
Right.
Could it be better decisions by your quarterback? It doesn't always have to be max protect and keep them in, because the problem with that is, as you know, you start max protecting, that's less people in the route, and you're already having enough people in the route where they're already covering all of them.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest thing for me. You know, Josh Allen had a lot of time to throw. Now, granted, some of that is him scrambling around baked into all of that, but my biggest takeaway, yes, the offensive line played poorly. There's no doubt. They were bad on that game and in that game. And when you go to a hostile road environment, it gets loud there, and it was loud. It's a night game. It's in Houston. We've talked about how that place can get sometimes. I think you compound it with, okay, you're there. It's really loud. You're getting a play call in late. Josh talked about that after the game on the fourth down. Now you go to the line. It's hard to make checks. You're trying to do that. The play clock is running down. And now you get to, okay, if you have to snap the ball kind of quicker than you want, you better have dudes that can just win, because I got to make a play here. I got to find somebody quickly, because things are running down and I can't get to everything I want to get to. And they didn't have that. So now Josh has to stand there. He has to maybe step in and take, you know, longer than he wants, or he has to scramble around. And that gives those guys more chance to just pin their ears back. And I just think it's a all-encompassing problem. So yeah, that was a takeaway. But I'm still not worried about the line overall. Now, granted, without Spencer Brown, Brian Vandenberg comes in, you know, you still want to kind of make sure they're okay there. I'm not worried. I think the issue that goes forward is still the same issue it's been all year. It's on the outside. It's right. The receivers. It's not that. That's the bigger issue to me, which compounded the problem with the offensive line on Thursday.
Yeah, I still am at really the offense is the thing that concerns me, which is weird, because like that's the thing you could have faith is going to just get figured out because they've got Josh Allen, and that's such a great, you know, that's just a great equalizer to have that piece, but. Really, Sal, the games they've lost this year, like I know the defense is culpable in certain ways, like the first half against Atlanta was really, really bad, But they still lost that game 24-14. I scored 14 points against Atlanta and lost by 10, right? I scored 20 in a loss against New England, only 13 against Miami. That was 16-0 into the fourth quarter. It's not like I was getting boat raced that whole day. It got crooked late with those two big Achane runs. And then, you know, Thursday night I scored 19. It gets really weird to me.
12 really on offense.
Right. Thank you. 12 on offense. For all the complaining we've heard over the years about the run defense and just McDermott's defense in general, and I'm not here to say like that all needs to be undone and none of it is warranted. The offense has been the culprit, I would say, in the games they've lost this year. They've underperformed in the games they've lost.
100%. Look at their losses and the scores. The Bills have scored 20, 14, 13, and then 12 on offense, 19 total. In their wins, 41, 30, 31, 31, 40, 28, 44. It's feast or famine is what it is. I mean, that's what it really comes down to. It's feast or famine. And, you know, when they're feasting and things are moving well and going well, and by the way, a lot of that's at home. On the road is where they've kind of struggled a lot on offense. At Houston, at Miami, at Atlanta. I mean, these are games that they've struggled in the most on the road. Against New England, they struggle, but really more about turnovers. And that's been an issue, turning the ball over.
Yep.
And I'll go back to, again, you're trying to make things happen. Things are going quickly, too quickly. You can't find guys open. Now you make a bad pass. Something happens like that. So I think that's part of the reason why they've had turnovers. I know the defense hasn't been great this year. I know the run defense numbers are what they are, and it's terrible, and they need to be better there. And we all recognize that, right? The Houston Texans had 60 yards of offense in the second half.
Right.
The Atlanta Falcons were pretty much shut down in the second half. I mean, for the most part, even though the numbers come out in the end pretty crooked sometimes, I think despite all of this stuff going on with the defense, they pieced it together as best they can to give their offense a chance.
That is absolutely where I'm at here, 12 weeks and 11 games into the season here. Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline with me here on WGR. The Bills have a little bit of a different schedule this week. Normally we hear from everyone, coach, coordinators, on a Monday after a game, but they did all that on Friday, so we won't hear from them again until Wednesday. And, you know, the last update on Friday, you know, sounded pretty dire about a couple guys, Spencer Brown and Terrell Bernard. There was, you know, talk about we'll see about IR, which would mean 4 weeks. And Sal, like, I'm not assuming this team can just sort of coast to a wild card, but maybe settling for that in the overall might be best for their health. Like, they might have the luxury. That's a sloppy way to put it. I'm just wondering if they'll be tempted to just try to get as healthy as they can for January, sort of being resigned to their fate of not catching New England.
Well, that's a tricky needle to thread because they're one game up on Pittsburgh, play them this week. They're one game up on Houston and already lost to them.
Right.
And they're one game up on Kansas City, and we know how that team can turn out, right? I mean, so I don't know. I mean, yes, I think that is the goal, to be as healthy as possible. And I actually think they've been doing that all year, you know, being as healthy as possible. But, man, you start thinking about it like that, you could be danger territory, because while that's probably right, Bulldog, like mathematically you look at it and say, not sure if you can win the division, I don't think they could resign themselves to thinking that way right now. Because, I mean, if they beat the Steelers on Sunday, and then the Giants, who, by the way, took the Lions to overtime, right?
Right.
If the Giants do beat the Patriots on Monday night, which is possible, now suddenly, again, you're, you know, back to a game and a half back. You play them, and then, you know, the Patriots still have to play the Ravens later. I think there's still too much football to start thinking that way. Maybe you get to 2 weeks left, 3 weeks left, and the door is shut, kind of. Then you have to start kind of really evaluating that. But, man, this is a massive game. If they lose this game, they're on the outside looking in, and they do not have tiebreakers. The reason why they're in seventh right now with two teams ahead of them they haven't played, Jacksonville and the Chargers, because they don't have those teams have a better conference record. So they don't have tiebreakers. You lose to Pittsburgh, that tiebreaker's gone. Houston tiebreaker's already gone. You have beaten Baltimore, which is good, but Baltimore's going to win the division probably now, so that doesn't matter. You need to beat Pittsburgh, because whichever team doesn't win that division, you could very well be tied for them. And then conference record, it's going to be very interesting because, again, Chargers, Jaguars, Chiefs, you have them head-to-head. Once you start talking about like three, four teams tied, that's where you go to that conference record, even if head-to-head you beat them.
Right, that's right. And they've, like you said, they've already lost to Houston.
Yep.
Both of those teams at 6-5, Houston and Pittsburgh, are 5-2 in the conference right now. 4-3 is what the Bills are at. Amongst the teams in their pack, if you will, yeah, that is the worst. 6-2 is what LA is. Jacksonville is 4-2. I just went through. The Chiefs are 3-4. So at least you've got a leg up on them. Anyway, how do you feel about the overall? Like, is there a point in time here? Indianapolis showed maybe their flaws yesterday, not being able to close out a game they had pretty good control of in Kansas City, and they end up losing on a field goal in overtime. We already covered New England and Denver at 9-2. We know what they are, strong defense, flawed offense. I still feel like the conference is pretty wide open, Sal.
I do. I mean, I think that's part of the frustrating part for Bills fans this year, which is you had this team, you have this MVP quarterback, we know how great he is, and yet the conference is there for the taking. There's no great team. I mean, heck, you look in the NFC, it's the same thing, right? Look what happened to Philly yesterday. The Rams are looking really strong right now. They've had their ups and downs at times this year, but they look like the number one team in the NFL right now. But really, I think the whole league is like that. But specifically, the AFC, you're right. I mean, right now, Bulldog, if I told you right now, we did this exercise about Indy a while ago, would you take going to Indy in the AFC Championship? And I said, absolutely I would. Like, why not? You go against Daniel Jones. Like, if that's the guarantee. Like, right now, if I said, okay, round one matchup, the Bills are going to Denver. Aren't you like, okay, I'll take that. I think they can beat the Denver Broncos, right? There's no team. Maybe Baltimore because of their style of play. Totally get that. It's a bad matchup. Heck, Baltimore struggled with the Jets yesterday. Right, they're just a different team right now, and I don't quite see that team that we've seen over the last few years, despite you know how they ran against the Bills early in the year and had some success against other teams. So you look at it from a 30,000-foot view. I will go back to something you just said a little while ago. Now, I'm not going to advocate and say start playing load management game, but I will say if you take a 30,000-foot view, yeah, no one wants to be on the road for three straight games. But you could certainly make the argument that this year, the way the conference might shake out, it might actually be, I don't know if the word is beneficial, but feel better to be a 5, 6, or 7 and what that path looks like versus the 2, 3, or 4.
Well, Sal, I was over here a little while ago, yeah, talking about the 5-4 potentially being, you know, you're visiting Baltimore. And I don't know. I think I'd rather go to whoever wins the AFC South, or if Denver wins the AFC West, I think I'd rather do that on Wild Card Weekend than go to Baltimore.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, Baltimore's the fly in the ointment here, right? So let's say they get 4. You don't want 5. Baltimore can still get 3 the way Indy looked yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
And what happened, right? I mean, Baltimore could still catch Indianapolis. I don't know. I mean, there's still time for that to happen there. Maybe they get the 3. There's just a lot to shake out. So yeah, I don't know. I think you have to just keep playing this out. You beat Pittsburgh this week. You're in a much better spot. You feel you're in a much better spot. Then you get Cincy. Now look, Cincy has Burrow coming back. We know that. Chase is coming back. They're playing, both those guys, on Thursday night. If they beat the Ravens, which is possible, now we're having a different discussion here and where Cincy is. If they lose, would they consider not playing Burrow in Buffalo 10 days later? But I would also tell you, remember, 10 days. The thing about the Bills' schedule this year is it's no favors for them here on the back end because they're going to get Cincy coming off 10 days. They play Thanksgiving night. Then they're going to get New England coming off a bye. They get 2 weeks. So, you know, everybody else getting a little bit rested and healthy here before they play the Bills. Speaking of that, you asked me about the injuries, so we'll just go through them real quick. McDermott said he called Terrell Bernard week to week, and I'm going to be honest, Bulldog, I think that's almost encouraging after the way it looked, to be honest with you. Like, the way that his arm got smashed and bent from Matt Milano's face mask when he came in looked really bad. He called him week to week. That's not great. We know Shaq Thompson has done a nice job. Terrell Bernard has been dealing with the ankle as well. Not saying in any way it's a good thing to be hurt, but maybe he can get his body healthy if, as long as you can keep Shaq Thompson healthy here as well, and you get a fully healthy Terrell Bernard at the stretch run. Spencer Brown, we don't know, still evaluating, but the team today, according to the NFL Transaction Wire, as Zach noted earlier, did open the window for Tylon Grable to start practicing. So I'm guessing that's going to mean that Spencer Brown's out a little while, and they're going to need Vandermark and Grable both active on game day. Max Harrison is in concussion protocol. And then really that's it. Benford and Epinesa, McDermott said, are both of them should be fine. And he said Josh Allen is sore. but expected to be fine. The guys that missed last week, Kincaid, which is a big loss for this team right now, Fedarian Mathis and Curtis Samuel, he said, all improving. The team did have Shaq Lawson in for a workout today. Don't know where that goes. I've seen a lot of speculation about what that means for any injuries. Is Joey Bosa, is his injury serious? He's been dealing with the wrist. I went back and watched. He was on the field for the final defensive snaps, and he was rushing the passer.
Yep.
He didn't leave the game. I mean, so unless something happened between now, between then and the game, and he decided, okay, like, this is too tough to play with, I actually think it's probably more tied to the fact that T.J. Sanders has been playing end, and McDermott actually said after the game or on Friday, he said eventually we'd like to get him back inside. We don't really want to have him living out there all the time.
Yeah. I wonder, so I saw someone, one of the tape guys, I don't remember who it was now, mention this, and I haven't gone through to check it, but that since Bosa has had the problem with the wrist, mm-hmm. he's no longer – he was switching sides now and then, right? I think earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, and that has stopped. And that would make sense. Like if you're favoring one arm and it's, say, your inside hand, if you're rushing from the left side,
yep.
not having it to work from the other side, or vice versa, whichever it is. I don't know exactly what, you know, which hand is hurt. I can't recall right now. But I think that's impacted.
Right, I believe.
Yeah. I think that's impacted just whether he's, you know, he's playing, but I don't think he's able to do what he was doing earlier. Because really think about it, he has not been nearly as disruptive these last few weeks as he was earlier in the year. So,
no doubt. Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
What did you watch any of the Rams yesterday? Last night?
No, we were driving back from Toronto. I listened to pretty much up until halftime, and I'm like, yeah, this is ridiculous. So yeah. I heard everything going on with Baker. I felt really bad. I didn't see it all though, you know.
Yeah. The Rams just look so impressive.
they really do.
I mean, to have already Puka Nacua and add Davante Adams, I mean, all he's really doing is catching touchdowns, but those are pretty valuable. They just really look great right now. Yeah. That organization, they've hit on a bunch of picks on defense too, that they just look like the best team in football right now. I think everybody's saying that today after last night, but whatever, I'll take my turn.
Yeah, they do, no doubt. And look what happened to Philly yesterday. Suddenly the Rams are the number one seed in the NFC, right? I mean,
yep.
they're on a roll here. They're scoring at an incredible place. They're 30 plus points a game basically. And look at their schedule coming up. I mean, they're at Carolina. They're at the Cardinals. They get the Lions and they get the Seahawks again. But I mean, Atlanta and Arizona is how they finished. I mean, you're probably looking at the number one seed in the NFC and a team that's going to be home for the playoffs and have a chance to play the Super Bowl in their home state if they win a couple games.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've got a good offensive staff. We'll continue to put together a plan each week that allows us to win and play our best. Just believe in those guys. I really do. And they've had success in years past. I just really believe in what they do and how they do things. And I feel like we're in a good spot. That doesn't mean that we don't have to make adjustments, however, Jay. Obviously, we've got to continue to make adjustments week to week and then within the game. And that's what we'll be looking for as we continue to move forward here.
That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott from Friday's look back at Thursday night's loss in Houston. A lot of questions. I usually do not get to I've got a coordinator problem easily early. Like, hundreds, thousands of fans beat me to I've got a coordinator problem. But Thursday was, to me, I still can't really make sense of it. That they were as ill prepared to pivot once they saw that their tackles were not up to the challenge. I mean, I guess, I don't know. You want to just keep trying and hope that it gets better? It does not seem like a real idea, like a real pivot. And I just did not see enough in the way of an adjustment to what was happening on the edges to Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins. And that really shook me up because I think, you know, you'd go into any game and if you're misguided and think your guys are going to win or dominate their matchups, okay. Like, I thought the Bills would fare well up front. And the game begins, and it's just – I know that most of the sacks came in the second half, but the pressure was there all night. And to not have something at the ready was alarming to me, really. So, I'm not surprised here. McDermott talk about, you know, staying the course with the guys that he's got and all that, because it's not a time of the year I'd expect upheaval. But – Saturday shook me up. All right, Saturday. Thursday shook me up. Saturday was a great Saturday. Mike is first up this segment. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Chris. Great to be on. You know, no other team scares me. Brady scares me. I mean, you're talking about the adjustments that he didn't make. I want to talk about two specific situations in the game. Fourth quarter. Third and two, we're in their territory. He runs Cook up the middle for 1 yard. And now fourth and one, he runs Cook up again the middle for a loss of two. End of the game. We got the ball on their whatever yard line. They're, you know, 20 close.
Mm-hmm.
We got a third and one with 29 seconds left and a timeout. Get the freaking first down. No, he throws the ball. Now it's fourth and one. Get the first down. Dude, I mean, Josh has been successful his last seven times on the tush push, and he's gained no less than 3 yards on any of them. Get the first down, call a timeout, and you got four plays to the end zone. Do you realize in that game, Josh did not throw one ball into the end zone? Not one, the entire game? And this goes back to earlier in the year. They're playing New England. They're coming down the field. They got the ball with 2:47 left, first and 10 at the 27-yard line. And you get a touchdown, you win the game. First play, wide receiver screen, loss. He loses three. He drops it, or else he would have lost three. I mean, how many times last game? We used a wide receiver screen three times last game and gained 1 yard total on three tries. He just seems to want to be too cute. He wants to do something that no one expects happening, like that stupid jet sweep. And come on, you got fourth and one twice. and you got the maybe the best running sneak quarterback in football, and you don't let him win the game for you, or at least give you an opportunity? That's my concern. Yeah. Brady is my concern. He's got to go.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot. Yeah, I wonder if I should – I know the play clock was a thing on the play that Cook got stuffed on, the fourth and one that lost 2 yards and ends up on a turnover on downs. And I mentioned this on Friday, and I know Allen did say, like, that's the sequence that ends with him on the sideline saying, what are we doing? All right, what are we doing here? Or something to that effect to Mitch Trubisky. You can clearly read his lips. He's frustrated. And I know he mentioned that, you know, the play got in late. I just wonder if that's why. Did he not have the time to ascertain, be too worried about the play clock, to realize that whatever the play call was, and look, I'm not saying like this is this is like a smoking gun, like Josh Allen is to blame. But he could have made a choice there on that play. He's under center. And I've tweeted this on Friday. I'm not going back and finding it again. But, I mean, this play is everywhere. There is nothing but grass in front of Connor McGovern. They are strong on the guards, but the right in front of McGovern, right in front of Allen, is the player just as they're about to snap the ball, whoever's there like sort of steps away, but there's only one guy that's even near there, and he's not right on the line. How that didn't just become a sneak that no one else even had to know about? I don't even care if you tell McGovern. Like, just get the ball and just follow his rear end. You're in great shape. And so that was a weird to me. I don't know if I should call it a miss, because again, I don't know all of the things that could have been happening with Allen there, and maybe the clock is front and center, and it's just he's just harried to get the playoff. But man, it was a gift. Not only see, because you know, hand it to the running back, it doesn't work. Oh, you should have snuck. Oh, what are you doing sneaking? You've got James Cook on your team. Give him the ball, right? Like, whatever works is great. Whatever doesn't, you should have done the other thing. All right? So, but I agree in theory with Mike, the caller. The sneak is still your best bet there. And even without it being called, I wonder how that play didn't end up in a sneak. Because to me, that just should have been the play. There, Allen could have seen it, and I think just taken care of it on his own, and didn't, and that was just kind of weird to me. Denny is up next. Hi, Denny. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, listen. The bottom line is, Josh Allen, they got the pick of a century here, and he masked so many fallacies on this team. I mean, if you closed your eyes and they didn't draft him, and say they traded for Jared Goff, do you honestly think with Sean McDermott at the helm that they would be?
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Winning 10, 11 games? Absolutely not. The bottom line is they don't have an offensive-minded coach. And the sad part is the guy who actually is the heartbeat of that defense got hurt way early in the year, Ed Oliver. I will give this much. Spencer Brown got and Deion Dawkins got, you know, roasted this week. But I will take their nastiness. If you could put that tenaciousness on defense and get a bunch of dogs, they don't have that. No one's scared of their defense, and their offense is so predictable now. I'm looking at Ben Johnson. We could have had Ben Johnson. Forget the fact that they might have to go to Denver and play Sean Payton. You honestly think the Bills with McDermott at the helm are going to beat Sean Payton in Denver? That defense is as ferocious as Houston's defense. I feel I better pray they don't face them. So everybody is saying, oh, well, it's an open field this year. You don't want to play Denver in that altitude? No way. And the bottom line is, there's a lot of nepotism here from, I mean, this team is the 2013 Carolina Panthers. The only difference is that team went to the Super Bowl. Josh Allen is way better, way, way better than Cam Newton ever was. And that team made the Super Bowl. That was the one where, you know, he blundered a fumble and didn't even go for it. The thing with Josh Allen is he's such a good soldier. He's never going to, like, even when he got tipped off on the sidelines, I don't even think he wanted to show it because he's the type of guy, he's such a respectful dude, that he doesn't want to do that. But there is a part of me that wishes he would just get in their faces, whether it's the lineman or whether it's the coach, and just say, what the hell are we doing here? You know what? And he earned that. He's earned that right. He's the MVP, okay? The reigning MVP. He has every right to say, what the hell are we doing here? And show his frustration. But as long as McDermott's at the helm, this team is not going to the Super Bowl. We could have had Jim Harbaugh. We could have had Sean Payton. We could have had Ben Johnson. Shoot, if you wanted to beat Andy Reid, which there's no way Sean McDermott's a better coach than Andy Reid, X's and O's wise, they could have took a shot for 1 year with the enemy. How do you beat the best? Take somebody that was right next to the best. I would have gave even the enemy a shot, but not this team. They're just, you know what, they're happy. We'll just stick with the current regime. Let's get into the new stadium, sell tickets, and you know what, as far as I'm concerned, I went to see the Sabres play on Sunday. They played with way more heart and passion than this team did this past week.
Denny, I want to congratulate you. You hit for the cycle. Touch them all. You'll never hit a bigger home run. Really, you covered it all. They beat the doors off the Broncos in the playoffs last year. Like, I know the altitude, and like, you know, we saw home field for Houston on Thursday matter, but Denver does not scare me. Fine. You know, I was wrong about the tackles. I'll be wrong about a lot of other stuff. Denver does not scare me at all. At all. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 803-0550 is the number. I am the Bulldog. Mike is away today. This is WGR.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.